It's Bull's Eye on the Afternoon with Andy Bull Barch and Matt Douglas.
We are two wild and crazy guys
on AM 930 WEOL.
Minutes after 5 o'clock, final hour of Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bull Barch, Matt Douglas with you. You have us for another 45 minutes or so, and then it's time to grapple on the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. And then we've got High School Girls Basketball coming your way, Tournament Edition, on the radio and at WEOL.com. Streams 1 and 2 going tonight. Time to get back to the man we have here in studio, our next guest. I'm headed out to Amherst a little bit later on tonight to call the Avon Amherst game, and you should be in Amherst a week from this coming Saturday, or actually 2 weeks from this coming Saturday, March 9th, because Main Street Amherst is having their comedy show, and here to tell us all about it with Main Street Amherst is Michael Q. Michael, thanks for joining us, man. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's get into this comedy show. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. And before we get into the comedians that you have lined up, I know you guys have four. Let's get into the basic details. Again, 2 weeks from this coming Saturday, it's going to be March 9th. What are the basic details?
Doors open at 7. Show starts at 8. Tickets are $30. You can get them online at mainstreetamherst.org. There's a couple different retailers and restaurants that have them. Old Town Pizza has tickets. Sandstone Candleworks has tickets. If we get close, we have a max capacity of 300, so we could sell 300 tickets. When we get close to that, tickets may not be available online, but you can still call in to get tickets, or you can go to one of those stores, or just touch us on Facebook, and we can get you tickets that way. But tickets are only $30 for four comedians, and it also gets you a free drink and a free popcorn as well. So
it's a steal, man. $30 to get in, plus you get a drink ticket and you get popcorn, so you're already out to a wonderful start. All right, four comedians lined up here. Mike Polk Jr. headlining this one, but tell us about all four comedians that will be there.
We start the evening off with Liz Blanc. She's, I believe, a teacher by day out in the Cleveland, East Cleveland area, so she should have a good sense of humor with relatable for people who have kids and whatnot. And then we go into Mary Santora, who is one of Cleveland's up-and-coming comedians within the past couple of years. She's also on an afternoon show on the radio, occasionally subbing in. But she'll have a good draw for us as well. And then Chris Harvey is going to be our MC, and he's also going to have his own slot in the show. He was with us last year. We didn't know anything about him. Didn't even know he was coming. Happened to come with one of the other comedians and said, "Hey, you mind if I take the stage for 10 minutes and the crowd loved him. So definitely wanted him back. And he says, "Hey, how about I run the show for you?" We're like, "Please." And then the headliners.
Well, that worked out well.
It worked out really well. Yeah. And then the headliner is Mike Polk Jr., which if you've been in Cleveland in the past 10, 15 years and you're a Browns fan, you kind of know who Mike Polk Jr. is. And he's done the Factory of Sadness and all kinds of that stuff. And he should be a huge draw for us. So.
Yeah. Most people are well aware of him. Yeah. I love the idea that I was just talking with somebody the other day outside of here, and we were talking about how there's not a whole lot of comedy clubs, it seems, outside of like downtown Cleveland.
Yeah, downtown Cleveland, Lakewood area has some, but nothing closer out west this way.
Is that kind of what led you guys to say, look, it's unique, it's different, let's do this? It certainly has a draw, I'm sure.
Yeah, it is something that is not around this way. And it's a good way for people to go out and have a good night without having to go into Cleveland, especially in the winter months. And it's a good way to have a good fundraiser that's a little bit different. So
everybody loves to laugh, right?
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you get to the end of the doldrums of winter, right?
Right.
I mean, March, you're starting to see signs of spring anyways, and this is a good way to get out, a good excuse to get out. Free parking, too, right? You can't get that in downtown
parking.
Cleveland.
Nope.
You can't even get that in Lakewood, man. So, yeah, it's even more of a reason to get on down there. But getting back into how you guys were able to line these four comedians up, I think that's pretty incredible. You were telling us the story about Chris Harvey and how last year, essentially, he auditioned and he was so good, you guys wanted to bring him back again. But how did you guys connect the dots with Mike Polk Jr.?
We kind of set up a want list of several different comedians that we kind of wanted to approach and see if they wanted to do the show and with what their availability was. And Frankly, he was the first one to respond to us. I'm available. And we're kind of like, yes, please do the show. And now we got some contacts for next year going forward, too. I don't want to put anything ahead of what's going to be next year until we get through this year. But we got some good ideas and good comedians for next year, too. So
nice.
An event that hopefully will continue for us.
Well, this going on your third year, so you guys are certainly doing something right to bring it back for a third year. How has the process changed over the last few years, and how has this whole thing grown since you guys started it a few years back?
Being that it is a fundraiser for Main Street Amherst, we tried the first year. We had all kinds of games and stuff for people to play in between comics and whatnot, and we quickly learned that you'd kind of mess with the comedy's role of things and their pace and their grasp of the crowd and everything. So this year we're doing just a 50-50. So having those 2 years ahead of us, you know, we learned, we kind of watered things down. We've stepped up our drinks a little bit. Before it was beer and wine coolers. This year it's beer and wine. So we're trying to make it an evening based on the responses that we get from the people that are coming, to make new people want to come, and people who've been there for the past 2 years to keep coming again because we get good comics and they like our event.
And you mentioned to us earlier that, you know, this is the kind of event that you'd have to not necessarily cut off but closely monitor as you get close to the day of the event because it can get pretty busy. Has the location stayed the same the last few years?
It's been at Amherst Cinema the last 2 years. It's one of the few places in downtown that is a good venue for this. It's a movie theater, and it does have a small stage that we're able to use. We get a lighting and sound guy in there to tweak everything for us and make it sounds great that night.
I mean, as part of Main Street Amherst, I would imagine this is kind of an opportunity to kind of show off that part of Amherst as well. I mean, for folks who might come out of town to see something like this, all the establishments you have down there, right?
Yeah, if you come down, come early. You got Brew Kettle and Ziggy's, Cole's Public House. We actually heard that the new Barra restaurant on Park Avenue may be open by then as well. So there's another attraction for us, Quesadillas. So there's definitely places to come and eat and drink before and after the show.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. What a nice little spot that is down there in downtown Amherst. You know, we frequently do shows at the Brew Kettle there, whether it be coaches shows or on occasion. You and I will do a remote out there for Bullseye on the Afternoon, but it really is a nice little area too. And I mean, it's not just the folks that come to see the show supporting the businesses in downtown Amherst, but you get a pretty awesome headliner down there. I'm not sure how often Mike Polk Jr. gets out to Amherst,
right.
But I mean, look, that's really a chance too to kind of showcase the downtown area to the big stars who are coming through.
Yeah, definitely.
Very cool stuff. And again, $30, that covers your ticket. It gets you a drink ticket and popcorn. Really a steal of a deal. Free parking. It's really cool stuff. And, you know, is there a method to the madness when you put these comedians together? I know you mentioned earlier that kind of you threw it out there. Mike Polk Jr. jumped on it, said he was available. Chris Harvey, you told the story about how he was impressive last year, coming back this year. But what about the two females that are involved in this? How did you guys get them in?
It was definitely something that we wanted to add to the show. We've had three comics the previous 2 years in our lineup, except for last year where Chris Harvey kind of stepped up there. And we were kind of looking with our committee. They're like, well, are there any good female comics in the area? Is there anybody up and coming that people are just kind of wanting to see or not too sure about and don't want to go to a soul show for somebody? This way they get a little taste of the two comics at the beginning of the night. And I think Mary Santora is a good one because she is definitely on the rise on the comedy scene, especially in Cleveland here. So she was definitely a go-to when we did that. And then just some research on the internet led us to Liz, and I think she's going to be a big hit as well.
You mentioned research. Are you kind of watching the videos on YouTube?
Yeah, we're going through YouTube and trying to hone in. Our goal is to kind of get local comedians.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Main Street is all about supporting local and giving back to local. So, you know, the previous years we had Bob Slatt was our MC, and he's a Amherst town guy. Mm-hmm. So we relied on him to kind of lead the show. So in changing things up, you know, we still wanted to keep it, you know, Northern Ohio related and whatnot. So
when you guys are booking these comedians too, and I'm sure everybody goes at this a different way, do you have to closely monitor the content, knowing that when you go into that, it might be a little bit offensive? I see, and I know we laugh about that, but, you know, sometimes you go to a comedy show, And I think if you buy the ticket to go to a comedy show, you go in, you have to have a pretty good idea that there are going to be some things said in there you might not agree with. It might be a little bit offensive, but you know what? It's an adult night out, right?
So, exactly.
And that's the bottom line.
The show's 21 and over, so the language is going to be for 21 and over. All the comics know it's a community event. It's a fundraiser, so I don't think they necessarily clean up their act, but they're kind of more aware maybe. And in the past, I mean, the language hasn't been that bad. Topics haven't been too controversial or political or religious or anything that's going to incite a riot or anything like that. But it's all been good comedy so far. So, and it's been very relatable, too, with the comics that we've had.
Well, and I think that's all part of the idea of making it local, right? There's a lot more relatable material. And, you know, you mentioned earlier people know Mike Polk Jr. because of the Factory of Sadness stuff. And I was telling Matt before in the opening segment of the show when we mentioned you were coming on that I played in the Crusher charity softball game back last June. And when I played in the game, Mike Polk Jr. was a late addition. And, you know, he just knows how to play up the crowd. He came out there wearing pajama pants and had a great time doing it. So, you know, I think that's fascinating, too, how you guys work in the local angle here as well. I mean, it's more than just getting a headliner that people might know on a national level, but getting a local person in here. And I think that's just a heck of a lot more identifiable, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. When he's up there talking about different things, you're going to relate to it because he is from Cleveland. So he's using terms and areas that you're aware of.
Yeah.
And you kind of know more of the insides of the inside jokes he might have and whatnot.
We've all been through the same hurt with the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, last year wasn't too much sadness. There was more hope than sadness.
Maybe losing some material.
Right. But it's still.
But that's a good thing.
Yes.
He'll create some new stuff, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure. He's always making some new stuff. So.
Yeah, he's talented enough. He'll come up with some new stuff, no doubt about that. Well, it's 2 weeks from this Saturday. It's March 9th, and you know, we went over the details. $30 will get you in the door. That includes a drink ticket. It also gets you some popcorn as well. That is an absolute steal of a deal. Again, 2 weeks from this Saturday, it's March 9th. It's the Main Street Amherst Comedy Show. And you mentioned that this has been going on for a few years. Was this your idea to get this going a few years back, or was this kind of like a collaborative effort?
It was kind of a collaborative effort. Like I said, every year we've had a committee. The committee has changed with people on the committee over the past 3 years. There's still a core of us that have been with all three events, and that's kind of nice because you've had people that have been through the event before, so they kind of know, okay, this is what we need to be doing this, and this is what we need to be doing that, and here's who to contact and who's worked and what hasn't worked and what the people that have come to the show have enjoyed, and we've kind of tweaked it that way. But it's easy to kind of find people that want to be on this committee because it is a fun event to put on.
I was just going to ask you that. I mean, because I know you guys put on a ton of events at Main Street Amherst throughout the course of the year. And I mean, we could spend the next half hour talking about all the events you guys have coming up, but this has to be a blast for you guys to put together. I mean, you know, there are a lot of different ways to try and get people to come to downtown Amherst. There are so many drawing points, for lack of a better term, but this is the kind of event that I would certainly see as a lot of fun for you guys to plan because, you know, you're looking at comedians to bring in downtown.
Yeah. And, it is one of the more fun events to come about. And we are trying to, you know, we've had events that have lasted 15 years, like Dancing on Main Street. So that's one of the events that we felt has kind of had its time. And we've kind of ended that event. And we're trying to put in, like, the comedy show. And we have a bingo night coming up in April. So we're trying to add new events to not only engage the same people in the community and bring people from out of town, but kind of change it up a bit as well. So finding events that a lot of people are going to enjoy, but still making them exclusive, like this one. It only has 300 seats in the theater, so that has a draw to it too. I want to be one of those 300 people to come see this show. And our Wine and Chocolate Walk is a huge event, and we only sell 350 tickets to that event, so it has that feeling when you actually have that ticket in your hand, like you made it to the event, and it's going to be a good one because that many people want to be there, and they're going.
A sense of exclusivity, right?
Right.
Okay. Makes perfect sense. Well, for our listeners out there, Michael, who are wondering what they can do in order to find out more about ticket information and more details about the event, where can they go to get some of that information, and where can they go about getting tickets?
Our website is mainstreetamherst.org, and from that website you can learn all about Main Street Amherst, obviously. But you could also purchase tickets. There's a tab on the top there to purchase online, and as long as that is active, you can do that online. There's also a phone number on the website. If you see that tickets are no longer available, you can call and purchase them over the phone. They kind of put them on will call for you. And then the couple different areas that have tickets for sale, Etc. Boutique has tickets for sale, Old Town Pizza, Sandstone Candlework. So there's several different locations you can buy tickets. And then any of the Main Street board members, there's nine of us, we all have tickets on sale as well.
Very good stuff. And you mentioned earlier that as you guys get closer to that number of 300, you're going to kind of cut off the online sales and then narrow it down to phone calls and actually going to, well, like you said, one of the nine board members to find out how many tickets are left too. So very good stuff. All right, well, it's March 9th, so it's 2 weeks from this coming Saturday, the Main Street Amherst Comedy Show. Did you have something for
me? I did, yeah. Mike slipped me a note over here while we were talking. Then we've got a couple of sets of tickets to give away, right, Mike?
Yes, we do.
So we can have we can give away maybe a set on Facebook and maybe a caller here if we want to try.
All right. Well, we can definitely do that. All right. So we're giving away a couple of tickets to the Main Street Amherst Comedy Show. It's on Saturday, March 9th. The number, very simple, 440-322-0930. That's 440-322-0930. Caller number one gets a pair of tickets. Michael, this is a lot of fun, man. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It's been great.
Absolutely. We appreciate you stopping by. And, well, hopefully you guys get a big turnout on March 9th.
Thanks.
Thank you, Michael. Again, Michael Q joining us with Main Street Amherst. We're giving away two tickets, 440-322-0930. Matt and I come back after this on Bullseye in the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Despite declining ratings in recent years and various PR issues, the Academy Awards are still a hit with advertisers. The Academy says that Disney...